We've been doing some work on a couple of red hot tips. One of them was the problems with the flu. We've identified that and dealt with the summer flu with the health department. Also last week, problems with ambulances. 12 ambulances ramped at the Royal Melbourne at lunchtime. 90% of the city's hospital had significant delays. It's not called bypass anymore. There's a different system, but they will go to other hospitals when one hospital's overstretched. I spoke to Sandra. Her husband had fallen off a fire truck, broke his hip, had to be taken past several hospitals, finally got into one at Box Hill. Then they didn't have an operating theatre. He had to go to Epworth. On the line, the acting chief executive of Ambulance Victoria, Mick Stevenson. Good morning.
Morning, Neil.
Well, we've got a flu problem, have we?
Without a doubt, we've seen quite a significant increase in the sorts of cases that we see in ambulance around the flu season, and I think it's been reported that the rate of summer flu has doubled during this period of time, so there's no doubt it's around.
And it's still going, is it?
Oh, it seems to be, although I can say from my own system we've started to see workload normalise again, and I know yesterday for a Monday, which is normally our busiest day, was actually relatively quiet on our quietest day for weeks.
So what's the impact? It has, the message we've been getting from various people is that it's meant that you've had to bypass, I know we don't use that phrase anymore, go past hospitals.
Oh, look, when the system is busy, Neil, and it's under pressure at the moment, or it has been, we do redistribute ambulances around the city, and what we do is, if a patient isn't in urgent need, so is not really sick, or doesn't have a significant history at a certain hospital, or hasn't been treated there recently, then if a particular hospital is busy, then we'll go past it to a hospital that's not as busy. What it does do is it means the patients are seen quicker in the next place, and theoretically their quality and safety of their care should be somewhat better.
But we don't call that bypass anymore.
Well, it's a redistribution, Neil, and I guess ambulance has got a whole of system view, so we can see what's going on in every hospital, and we know what we've got going on ourselves, obviously. So it's a much safer and more effective system than bypass.
Is it correct that there were 12 ambulances ramped at the Royal Melbourne at lunchtime last week, one day last week?
And Neil, I can't say for sure that's the case, although from time to time we'll see 10, 11, 12 ambulances. It doesn't necessarily mean they're ramped. They'll be in various stages of readiness. Some might be ready to respond already, and I guess many were. And there'll be others that are still trying to offload, and there'll be those that are writing up patient records. So they'll be in various states of readiness. And what we do is when ambulances have offloaded at hospitals, if we need them, we'll call them anyway and get them moving again. So it's not such an issue, but it does happen from time to time where you see that many ambulances at one hospital. Although I will say, with the current system working, it's much less likely than it used to be.
Okay, but you're clearly stretched, and it's because of the flu.
Oh, we've been very busy, there's no doubt about it. Unusual load for us at this time of year, and we know the case types we're seeing tend to relate to flu-like illness, so there's no doubt it's around, and it's no doubt we're busier as a consequence.
See, people are pretty crook if they call an ambulance with the flu, aren't they?
Well, what we often see, Neil, it's not the flu per se, but it's people with other illnesses like heart disease and lung disease and so on that get very sick when the flu is around. So they'll get the flu, but it'll make their other illnesses worse. So things like ischemic heart disease and emphysema and those sorts of things tend to present to hospital during this time of year because of flu-related illness.
Well, I was told a couple of weeks ago a child had died, sadly. Any other fatalities you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of, Neil. And it's unusual, as you know, to die of flu, but it's not unheard of, and that's why we ask everyone to be immunised. And so the immunisation season's coming on, so we'd encourage everyone to be immunised and try and prevent the spread of flu.
Good advice. Thank you for your time. Acting Chief Executive Ambulance Victoria, Mick Stevenson, trying to get figures from the health department as well. But that's the on-the-ground report. It is a problem. Anecdotally, we're hearing about office. Well, we know the jail. We broke the story about problems down at the jail with the flu. Anecdotally, hearing about offices, not closing, but being decimated.